8. Now, understand, we're going to put this series together into a CD series so that you can purchase it, the whole of the series. And I believe as you listen to it over and over, you'll glean things that will really bless and enhance and enrich your life. Because in this series, we've not only looked at things in theory. If you're like me, you've walked through some things. And I thank God for that, amen, that the word is real, that the word is alive, amen. So today, we're in the fourth dimension, and that dimension that we've labeled the thermosphere. In science, or scientifically, we know that there are five different spheres from the earth to outer space. And what we've done in this series, we've paralleled the five spheres to five dimensions of grace. And the final sphere that we'll go into is the exosphere, which is a sphere that is not governed by the gravitational pull of Earth. In other words, you know, you see movies and tapes and that of NASA and what have you. When an astronaut is in outer space, gravity doesn't govern them. As a matter of fact, they have to have that line connected to the satellite or to the space vehicle, or otherwise they'll just float on away, because there are other laws. When we enter that exosphere, you'll find that there will be other laws that begin to govern your life, your relationships, your activities, your thought life. Amen. Which is a good thing, because that's where God, our ultimate or the final grace, is going to take us. In Ezekiel, we read where Ezekiel was shown a temple, and the angel measured the temple, and there was a water that was going out of the temple, and Ezekiel went out into the water. In the first stop, he said it was water that he could stand in. It was water to his ankles. As he continued to move out, it was water to his knees, then to his waist, and finally, the angel took him out into waters that were deep enough to swim in. And you know, in swimming, anyone that has learned to swim, I tell the story of when I first learned to swim in the Boy Scouts. In the Boy Scouts, when I learned to swim, I was at a camp called Camp Betts, and I didn't know how to swim, and I was kind of, you know, like most, scared of deep water. Kind of, you know, I'd go out in a boat, but I don't want to get in deep water. So they had us there, and they made us learn to swim. They had a big old pool, and all the guys that didn't know how to swim, you had to jump in the deep end. Now, they had people all around so that, you know, that you weren't going to drown. They might have let you drink some water, but you ain't going to drown. So in my wisdom that God gave me, I said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get me a running start. So I got way back. Fast as I could, I ran, but I still didn't hit the shallow end. I got in water. It had to be about 7 feet there. But that was how I learned to swim. I had to get into water that was above my head. Now, you can dog paddle, you know, where you can touch the bottom all you want, but you'll never learn to swim until you get out there. Amen? Until you get out there where you have to sink or swim. And so I learned to swim, and I love to swim. But, you know, Ezekiel was told that he would be given water that he could swim in. And that's how it is in the exosphere. You're governed by different laws. The laws of the spirit begin to govern your life versus the laws of the flesh and the laws of this world. In other words, you start to walk in supernatural dimensions. But it takes God to get us there. And so what we've been doing, we've been traveling from the troposphere to the stratosphere to the mesosphere, and now we're at the thermosphere. Now, I've seen the shuttle take off from here, and once I was in Orlando on Interstate 528. You know, it goes east into Orlando. And there was so much traffic, I wonder what in the world was all, and I didn't realize that the shuttle was about to take off. And so there were cars parked on the side of the road and everything. And while I was driving, I saw the shuttle. You know, you saw it come up. What I understand, and I have to look up this stat again, but that the shuttle, in order to get out of this Earth's atmosphere and gravitational pull, has to travel at 7,000 miles per hour. Imagine that, 7,000, to break through these barriers. But once it gets through, it's governed by other laws. So what our journey has been is to bring us, or to make us mindful of things so that we can, instead of just covering them up and putting up with them. See, first of all, there has to be the desire for transformation. You know, it doesn't mean that we're evil people. I don't think there's anyone just in here that's evil. I think we got good people. But how many know good is not God? We want what God has. We never stop growing. If anything ever stops growing, it's dying. There's no in between. You know, you put a dead fish in ice, it'll stay there. It'll stay there forever. But a live fish is moving. You know, there's life. And so anything not growing is either dead or it's dying. So we want to keep growing. We want to keep moving forward. You don't have to grow in leaps and bounds. Little children grow in leaps and bounds. When you get an adult, you're not necessarily growing any taller. But you're constantly growing in the spirit. And as a matter of fact, heaven is an extension of this. You don't stop growing in heaven. You don't stop learning. You don't stop expanding. You don't stop enlarging. There are glories of God that we've never seen before. And through eternity, of the increase of his government and peace, there'll be no end. It'll constantly be increasing, enlarging. Amen? So keep that in mind because we are going through. Now, I want to talk to you today about what I've entitled, I'm Coming Out Gold. Tell somebody, I'm coming out gold. Amen. I ain't going to be what I used to be. But now, tell somebody, you got to cooperate with God. That's what stature is all about. See, our enemy and our warfare is not on this plane of human existence and humanity, because you can fight with people all you want here and never get results. Our authority lies in the spirit realm, in the realm of demonic spirits and angelic hosts. And we need to be in agreement or live in a way that angels, the hosts of heaven, can be in agreement with your life. Amen. Sometimes it's God that's resisting you. Balaam, the prophet for gain, listened to Balak, and he was going to try to curse Israel. Tell somebody right now, you can't curse what God's blessed. He was going to curse him, and an angel stood in the path. Tell somebody, thank God for donkeys.
Thank God for donkeys.
That donkey that he had raised suddenly started banging him up against the wall. And Balak took a stick out and started beating the donkey. The donkey said, yo, holy. Obey. Bro, obey. Hold a minute. You done had me a long time. Have I ever done this to you before? And Balaam started talking to the donkey. But in the story, you see that, and it's a true story, you see the donkey saw something he didn't see. Balaam was going to do something that was not in accordance with what God wanted, and the angel stood there to withstand him. Now, that's saying it very lightly. An angel going to withstand, you know. An angel going to take your head off. You are mincemeat. If he'd have gone any farther, he'd have been dead. But God, through his grace, allowed the donkey to talk to him. Tell somebody, listen to somebody. You got young people that won't listen to their parents, and Proverbs already checking you. Heed the advice of your father and your mother, that it may be well with you. I don't care if they don't have a third grade education. That's your father. That's your mother. You listen to them. Amen. Because they have life under their belt. They've been where you hadn't been. And I'm not talking about some drunk, you know, somebody that's telling you to do all kind of evil. I'm talking about a godly father. Because he don't have the degree you have. So what? You can never listen. Don't ever. You can never take the honor of a father. Your life will be messed up. The prodigal told his father, give me my inheritance. You know what he was telling when he said that to him? He was saying, far as I'm concerned, you dead. You ain't nothing to me. Give me what's mine. I'm out. See, inheritance wasn't given till the father passed. But he said, give me my inheritance now. I ain't listening to you. I ain't studying you. I'm out of here. Little did that knucklehead know, the moment he stepped out the door, he stepped out of the grace. Our young people, we got good young people, good young men, good women, but they need to be instructed. They need to be encouraged. They need to be guided because some of this stuff people listen to. Sometimes you're sitting at the stoplight and your car starts doom, 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 doom. Then somebody pull up next to you and their car rocking too. But then all the words coming out of the music is cuss words, sex, you know, derogatory stuff. And you can't see in there because the window's tinted. It's like, hey, boy, go home. but that's what's governing you. That's what it is today. That's what people covet a lot of times. Not everybody. But what I'm saying is what you listen to and what you watch and who influences you. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Is you going to serve God or is you going to serve the world? And I'm talking to young people. Because you're young don't mean that you just, you know, go sow your wild oats and do anything you want to do because you're young. No. That's when it says train up a child, right? Then what does Ecclesiastes 12:1 say? Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. I'm telling you because we're coming up on summertime, number one. Kids are going to have a whole lot of time on their hands. Girlfriends coming back from school. I said this in the first service, and I say this because I love young people, and I want to see them. I don't want to see them make the same stupid mistakes that some of us made. Amen. Stupid mistakes. Mess ups, led by the wrong spirits, messing up other people's lives. You don't have to make the same mistakes. Summertime coming, a lot of more time on the hand, a lot of more stuff to get into. But you need to live a principled life. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom. Amen. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays, at 7:30 p.m.